Welcome to the show.
Say cheese.
Cheese, cheese.
Cheese, please, Louise.
I love cheese.
Happy National Cheese Day.
I got nothing here but cheese.
Ooh, cheese.
You don't eat cheese?
I am lactose intolerant.
Well, sorry, today's not your day.
Well, maybe tomorrow.
This is the cheesiest
show ever.
Everybody, here we go. Say cheese.
Cheese. The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
It's Friday!
Friday!
Oh, good morning to you. I'm John. Over there is Jackson.
Hello.
Hello, hello. My computer froze. I can't play my music.
Oh, no.
I know.
What am I supposed to do? You want us to stall?
Well, that one's working.
What was the bed we were playing?
Da-na-na. Well, I usually play that other bed that's like...
That's what I was trying to do for you, but I don't... I know I've listened to it every morning for like 3 straight years, but I really don't remember how to say it now.
Well, I don't know if we can do a show then. I'm just going home.
I'm doing it for you.
That's the bonanza bed. That's not what it is at all. I don't know why it's not working for me. All right. Well, either way, good morning to you. It is Friday. We're off to a great start. Good morning to you, Jackson.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, producer Danny.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Monroe.
Hi.
I know.
I hate Fridays.
I know.
You made me hate Fridays.
I'm sorry. If you don't know why Monroe's upset, it's because we are going to do Friday Oki today coming up at 7:50. We spun the Wheel of Oki yesterday. It landed on Britney Spears,
yeah.
Which means we will be singing Britney Spears songs for you. Yeah. Jackson's very excited about it because he likes Britney
Spears. I love
Britney. Monroe likes Britney, not excited because she has to sing on the radio.
I hate karaoke. Uh-huh. I hate it.
And then Danny's excited because you get to witness the train wreck that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get to watch.
You're in a good spot. You get to be here for it.
Yeah.
I definitely recommend watching us on YouTube at that time because
yes, please.
Jackson obviously has a costume ready to go. Let's see how good you are with Britney Spears because I've got some Britney Spears lyrics.
Okay.
And let's see if you can fill in the blank.
Oh, gosh.
Ooh, is this like a game? Is this a time game?
I need to buzz in.
What do I need to do? 10
casual,
points?
But
it's more of a casual look. I don't want to hurt us. It's
casual
the first
musing.
Yeah, it's Friday. It's early. My buttons aren't working. Let's just try to get through this break.
Okay.
Let's try, bud.
Because now I'm stronger than yesterday.
Stronger.
But you got to fill in the blank.
Now it's nothing but my way. My blank ain't killing me no more.
My lonely heart.
Loneliness.
Danny. Oh, dang.
Yeah. All right, here we go. I can't have no chains around me. Baby, can't you see? I could be anything you dream of, but blank.
I don't think that's appropriate for radio.
That's a song, What You See Is What You Get. Do you guys know that one?
No, not so well.
I Gotta Be Free. All right, here, we'll go to the next one then. Do you know the song One Kiss From You?
You're picking some deep cuts.
Here's a song that you might hear later on today. But she cries
in her lonely heart,
thinking, if there's nothing missing in my life, then
why do these tears come at night?
Okay. All right.
So, Monroe, why do you have no problem doing it when we're playing a game like this, but when we're playing karaoke, it's the worst thing?
You know what? That's such a great point, Jackson.
She's constantly singing.
She sings constantly on this show.
But I purposely sing in off-key.
Uh-huh.
So
that's
why
she does it on her own terms. I feel like if you're forced to do something you don't want to do.
Is that what it is? All right, one more, and then we'll get to Monroe's Pocket Full of Sunshine. But to lose all my senses, that is just blank.
So typical me.
There it is. Monroe, help us out. It's Friday. Give us something good.
Well, this happened in Lake Tyler, Texas. There's a family, an entire family, being held as heroes because as they were driving along, they were driving out around a lake. Maybe they were going to go hang out on the shore, do some fishing.
Sure.
Together, they encountered a lifeless deer.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Who had actually, he was drowning. He got stuck in the lake and he was drowning. So they brought it onto their boat and they performed CPR and mouth-to-snout resuscitation.
You know, every time I hear, I know that's the way you do it, but I don't know.
Like a deer? Like a dead, dying deer? There's no way I'm putting my mouth on that.
Yeah,
nope.
I'm not sure if I'm the person.
But they did it, and the deer came back to life. But yeah, the deer came back to life. That was the end of the story. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
And then it pranced off into the sunset.
The miracle of resurrection was happening, and you just ignored everything.
I'm sorry, continue. Like, what do you want?
I'm sorry.
The deer came back to life, the end.
All right, we're going to play the same name hookup game. Yeah. Here's how
it works. Are you hooked up with someone of the same name?
No, it's much sadder than that.
Oh, okay.
I was looking through TMZ, and I was looking at, man, there's a lot of celebrities who have the same first name. Obviously, there's only so many similar first names that are out there. So I started putting them together, and you're going to choose. It's not really a game. Like, it's not like a contest.
We're mix and match.
Okay, so like Demi.
No, like this. Who'd you rather hook up with, Chris Evans or Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt?
Evans. Evans all the way, man.
Actually, Chris Pratt in his Parks and Rec day, but Chris Evans now.
Dude. Interesting.
I loved him in Parks and Rec.
Okay.
Listen, I kind of Me Too'd Chris Evans, and I have a photo. It's great.
Can you share
solid.
The story with Rock. The class?
Rock solid under
really?
His sweater. I mean, it is just like tabletop. Boo!
I get it. Same
man.
Thing. Same
yeah,
thing
I posed
here.
For a picture, only it's just me, like I was laying my hand on his chest, only in a full grab.
I feel sorry for like a Chris Evans or Aquaman, whose name I can't think of.
Jason Momoa.
There's a lot of Monroes that come to these.
Yeah, they think that
I've never had the opportunity to lay hands on something like that before, and I just... Oh.
See, I don't think that's sexy, though. I like a deli body.
No,
that's what I'm about.
Dad bod. No, dude, but like, listen, I get a dad bod all the time. Anytime I want. Tom's not going to tell me no.
Chris Evans or Chris Pratt?
Evans.
I'm Chris Pratt. Yeah. I'm just saying that if I had to choose.
I think he's funnier.
I'm going Chris Pratt. All right.
You're a personality guy.
Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, Lawrence.
Actually, I take it back. Listen. Lawrence, I'll bet Jennifer Lawrence is a lot more fun to hang out with.
I'll bet
she's hilarious.
Right, and we're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time.
It is called the hookup.
Jennifer Lawrence is the hookup.
Well,
Jennifer Aniston, maybe long term. I don't know. It seems like she's got some relationship
issues. So we're
talking
hookup like hang out or like...
Just hookup.
Obviously, yeah. I mean, you gotta just kind of lean in with the game. But yeah, that's what we're talking about.
So we're playing tennis with these people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, tennis. Dude, Jennifer Lawrence, man, she'd be a great tennis player.
I'm Aniston.
Yeah, me too.
I'm Aniston. No way.
She would want you to like look in her eyes and cry afterwards and stuff.
How else? I don't know another way
that's
to do
Sean's,
it.
That's Sean's signature
way
move.
To do it.
It's 90 seconds of unfleeting eye contact right. followed by a long cry.
Yeah, exactly. Is that not how it's done?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it later,
okay,
bud.
Great. Michael Douglas or Michael Keaton?
Keaton.
Oh.
I love Michael Keaton.
Yeah,
ooh.
Keaton.
Really?
Keaton. Yeah, I feel like Keaton.
In the new Spider-Man, I'm like, dang, he's still got it.
When he opens that door,
it.
I was like, oh.
Ooh. I don't know.
You go
Douglas? Michael Douglas.
Really? Yeah. He seems like he'd be more, you're welcome.
Kelly Clarkson or Kelly Ripa?
Ripa.
I don't know. If I go by my rule, I'm not here for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Here for a good time.
You go Ripa.
I go Ripa because she's crazy. She is crazy.
She seems like a real good time.
I'm going Ripa too.
Here's the thing. Uh-huh. Maybe her husband Mark Consuelos would be there. So that's what I'm looking for because I love Mark Consuelos.
We're playing the same name hookup game in case you're just joining us this morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tiger Woods. Or Tiger King.
Oh. Ooh. I wish I could pick neither.
Man. Yeah, that's an ugly pot of soup you got right there.
I know, though. After, with Tiger King, though, I get to go pet a bunch of tigers. So,
that's a good point.
You know.
Yeah.
I'd be one of his husbands who just puts up with the affection for so long just so that I can be around the tigers.
Danny, that's not the game.
That's
not,
you got to
choose
pick
one.
Tiger Woods, I guess.
Tiger Woods.
I'd go Tiger Woods just because I feel like Tiger King would talk the whole time. And I'd be like, would you just shut up? Accent. I just want this to be over with, okay? Let's just get it over with. You don't have to narrate everything.
Tiger King comes with meth, though. That's the one thing you get if you have Tiger King.
Which could be a positive or a negative, depending on who you ask.
Amy Schumer or Amy Poehler?
Ooh.
Oh, how
that's
dare
not
you.
Fair.
Don't do that to
how
us.
How dare you.
I know.
That's not fair
I know.
At all. Amy Poehler, though.
Amy Poehler.
Yeah, I'd go Amy
Because I've
Poehler.
Loved Amy Poehler for longer.
I feel
that's
like,
it.
Listen, I'd go Amy Poehler just because I feel like she would at least shower.
Oh.
Wow.
I'd go Schumer.
That's
I
pretty bold
Amy
to
Schumer.
Assume that Amy Poehler showers.
You'd go Schumer?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Big fan.
Oh,
I
man.
I love Amy Schumer.
Amy Poehler. I have such a crush on from like back on SNL.
Yeah.
And then when she had the cameo on Arrested Development.
Oh, so good.
It was the,
she's great at everything. I love that Amy Poehler.
Oh, I got. Here's the last one. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
I don't want this to end. This is fun.
Randy Jackson.
Oh.
American Idol.
Tell me more.
Randy Quaid.
Oh, Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid.
Randy
Are
Quaid
you thinking
is,
Dennis?
No, Dennis Quaid's brother. He's Uncle Eddie in.
Oh no, he's a terrible
oh,
person.
A terrible person.
Oh yeah, yeah. Randy no. Jackson all the way.
Randy Quaid's the other one. The one
he's the crazy one.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
he's the empty hose in the sewer guy.
Yeah. All right.
He's running against Bernie Sanders for Senate.
Randy Quaid getting it done.
Yeah, no.
Randy Jackson.
Randy Jackson.
Randy Jackson.
Yeah, Randy Jackson. Easy, dog.
There you go. Yep, it's the same name. Hook up game. You know, we got to say thank you because we just found out that we won best morning show in Salt Lake City.
I'm so
and
excited.
That's because you voted. And thank you. Like,
that's the great thing about SLC, like best of SLC, is that this isn't one. A lot of those awards you pay for. And then they're like, oh, you're the best tacos in town or whatever.
Right.
But like, this is strictly the only one where your audience reviews and voting participation matters. That is all it is. Better Business Bureau reviews, online reviews, and audience voting, which means that you guys
Shut
did this.
Up,
and we
dude.
Really, really appreciate
That's
it.
That's so cool.
It's like really exciting.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's way exciting.
It is. So, thank you. Thank you for doing
it's
that.
It's such like, a big deal.
It
we
is.
Really appreciate it.
Jackson.
I know.
Jackson.
Yeah. I know.
Marge Simpson over there.
Yeah,
what's
exactly.
going on?
You sounded great for like the first hour.
I know.
We played two
I tried
songs.
Really hard, man.
Yeah.
I tried really hard. All morning I've been sipping tea.
Uh-huh.
I've had my lozenges.
Okay.
And I've been trying really hard to sound normal.
You have.
I don't think it's going to work the rest of the day, man. I really don't.
You sound, it like all of a sudden just, remember that one day when, the flu hit me like halfway through the show,
oh
and you
gosh.
Guys said like you saw it just wash over
oh,
me.
Yeah,
you're like sweating, and we were just like, "Get out!
What's wrong
Go
with
away.
You?" Yeah,
I'm literally watching you die right now.
That's like your voice.
I
like,
know.
It just all of a sudden. Like,
I was out at the protest last night, and you know how I am.
You got
I like
caught
a
up
chant.
In the moment.
You could.
So exciting.
I love chanting.
You could have just walked with everyone.
I did.
Okay.
And yelled.
You didn't have to though.
Why? When have you... Hold on. Excuse me.
Sure.
Excuse me.
Yes, please.
When have you ever known me to not yell?
That's a good point.
Out of excitement, out of fury, out of...
Sadness?
Boredom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I yell all the time.
Sometimes I just walk into his production room and he's just over there going, ah!
I know. So when there's like 2,000 of us in the street screaming, what do you expect me not to get caught up in that?
Yes.
That's my bad?
Yes.
I don't believe it.
I looked at the pictures from yesterday, man. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was way exciting.
Huge crowd.
Yeah.
Really
I
big.
Loved it.
Do you feel like this voice change that has happened is going to affect your Britney Spears performance today?
I am concerned about
you
it.
You should be.
Because I wanted to sound like Britney Spears, but I think I'm going to end up sounding like Kid Rock.
Harvey Fierstein?
Harvey Fierstein.
Yeah, that's who you're going to end up sounding like.
That's fine, honey.
So, 7:50 this morning. How will Jackson sound as we do our Britney Spears songs?
Oh,
yeah.
I can't wait.
For
it's going to be
Monroe,
amazing.
I know. It's going to be fantastic. Friday Oki, make sure you text stream to 844-649-1051 so you can see the costumes. You can see the pageantry that is Friday Oki.
Pageantry?
Yes. Wouldn't you? Is that what we call it?
I think so.
It completely. Monroe, I know you brought like 3 suitcases for your costume today, so I can't wait to see what you're going to wear. Again, text the word stream to 844-649-1051.
Why don't you
just
come on, say it, John?
Let's get to your pocket full of sunshine.
I got a pocket full of sunshine. I got a love and I know that it's all. Okay. I have to talk about this guy.
What?
I know he's all over the news right now, but I just want to talk about it because he really is doing everything right and handling all these protests and stuff. And I'm talking about Sheriff Christopher Swanson in Flint, Michigan. Now, he is the guy, like, he is all over the news because he came out to these protests in full riot gear. And it was like one of those first moments where they challenged him.
They're yeah.
like, dude, we're just not doing anything. Just lay down your stuff and, you know, protest with us. And he did. The first picture that came out of him was him taking off his riot helmet. He had it in his hand and he grabbed someone else's hand and he started marching with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now he's continuing to be out there every single day. And I think this happened a little bit earlier this week, but he was doing a big speech. The police were out there, kind of in, you know, helmets and riot gear and stuff.
Yeah.
But he calmed the crowd down, and he said, listen, they aren't here against you.
Yeah.
They're here to protect you.
Right.
And he said, this isn't going to be a protest. This is going to be a parade. And he had nothing on but a sheriff t-shirt and jeans. And everybody, like, you could hear people actually, like, starting to wail and get emotional
yeah,
about it. And he's like,
dope.
So let's do this. And you just see the rioters, you see the riot gear police officers, the SWAT, everybody. They all walked together. It was a really, really, really cool moment. And he has this to say. He says, helmets and batons are barriers, and we already have enough of that in the world today. We put that aside, and we showed off vulnerability, not as a sign of weakness, but as a sign of strength.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful.
That's cool. It's a great story. Yeah. If you get a chance to, like, Google the speech, you got to do it.
We mentioned, you know, thank you. Thank you for voting and helping us. And because of your votes, we were able to win Best in Salt Lake for morning
Dude.
Show. And it's so cool.
Hey.
And I got this text saying, hey, I listen to the show on podcast every day. And I sure voted. And my wife did as well. Just curious, are you going to get a raise? It's Nate from Sandy.
Okay. Nate.
Thank you so much. But the only raise we're going to get is an emotional raise from your kind words.
That's it.
They don't believe in giving us money.
No. We might be able to walk through the halls with our heads a little higher.
Yeah. We're still not allowed to make eye contact with the other morning show in the building.
No. We've won once. They've won 20 plus times.
I know.
So there we are. All right, Jackson. Let's get to the Showbiz Beat.
Let's do it, buddy. Showbiz Beat is all powered by Esko. This might be my favorite story of all time.
Huh.
Really?
So there were riots in Philadelphia, peaceful protests, and then turned into riots, turned into looting. And the looters broke into a Philadelphia rent-a-center and just started taking TVs, chairs, whatever yeah. they could get. In fact, they took the entire store except for one very notable item.
What?
The Philadelphia Eagle fans refused to take a chair with the Dallas Cowboys logo on it. It is the, if you watch the video, someone took a video of it afterward, because what they did is they left the chair, they put the chair right smack in the center in front of the window. Then they left a lamp and turned it on just so that everyone knew that they were not taking that Dallas Cowboys chair.
That's awesome.
And I
oh
mean,
my gosh.
If you're willing to take an entire rent-a-center but leave one thing, that's got to hurt your feelings, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Cowboys have got to be just really
that hurts,
upset.
Man.
That hurts.
That hurts.
That's a rough
Funny.
Day. So, and you can't even, like, say, well, maybe they couldn't carry the recliner or whatever. But there were a million other recliners in the store.
They had mattresses they were carrying out. Dressers. Yeah.
Washer dryers, refrigerators.
Yeah, microwaves, everything. Uh-huh. They could have gotten that chair if they wanted to.
Awesome.
So, at least they've got hometown pride.
And I guess. Sports guys, am I right?
I'm trying to think, though, if I walked into a store and everything was free, like, what is the one thing that I wouldn't take? Just like, no matter what, I refuse.
Are you talking like a rent-a-center type place?
Yeah, let's do furniture
okay.
store.
Yeah, something like that.
I'd like to maybe break it out into other stores down the road.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, furniture store. I mean, I don't really need a whole lot from a furniture store, but
dude,
I wouldn't turn anything down for free.
The log furniture.
Oh,
I'm
you're
leaving
staying
it.
Away from it?
I'm leaving it.
That's
you know why?
Mm-hmm.
I moved log furniture one time. One time.
It's all
very heavy.
Not worth it.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I'm taking two of the water beds.
Oh.
Because my kids want to know what a water bed
is. Those don't exist anymore.
I was going to say, I don't think they make water beds.
I was trying to say that to them, and they were arguing with me. And I just believe my children with whatever they
say,
as
you
know.
You know what you can do? Listen. Go get a cheap air mattress.
Uh-huh.
Fill it up with water.
That's a great idea. I doubt it.
Put it outside on the lawn.
Test it.
I'll test. I'll report back.
Listen, there's a reason water beds don't exist anymore, and it's because they all broke into everyone's shag carpet and then mold grew. So don't.
And they weren't comfortable to sleep on.
And they sucked. They were terrible for your posture.
It like bent you backwards.
Oh, gosh. They were awful.
So we've been following the Lea Michele drama now for a couple of weeks, and it's getting worse and worse as time goes on.
She's a terrible person.
She's a monster. that's the thing, too. You can't even, like, devil's advocate at this point because she's been a monster, apparently, since she was 12.
Really?
So we talked a little while ago about how a bunch of Lea Michele's former castmates from Glee came out and said that she was a nightmare to work with and she made TV a living hell for everyone involved. But apparently that extends to the stage as well. There's an actress. Her name is Elizabeth Aldrich. She is quoted saying she was absolutely awful to me and the ensemble. So she actually was her understudy in Spring Awakening.
Oh, okay.
So Lea Michele's breakout role on Broadway was Spring Awakening. And this girl was her understudy. Lea Michele was 12 years old in Spring Awakening, and she made everyone so upset. She demanded the crew, this is the quote, she demanded the crew and threatened to have people fired if she was in any way displeased with them. I used to cry every night from the mean and manipulative things she would do and say to me. She was 12. Of course, I was only 10, but even my friends who worked with her on Spring Awakening felt intimidating coming forward. Actors are often silenced, but I'm glad her abuse has been brought to light and hope that she takes a real hard look at herself and fixes her ways.
Wow.
Isn't that so crazy?
Man, it wasn't just one person. It's been like every cast member now.
Everybody.
It's everyone.
Which means, she's a monster.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, I'm trying to think of like a celebrity that has had this many people come out against them.
And Harvey Weinstein.
Bill Cosby. Yeah. You know, like... those people.
Yeah. But I mean, it really goes to show it takes one person standing up and saying something.
Yeah.
And then everyone else can do it
too. They feel better and more strong about doing it.
So if you are that person who knows something like this is going on, even if like in your own office or in your own family, you should be the one to step up and say something because everyone else is feeling like it. They just don't have the courage. So if you're in a position, stand up and say something about it because look at what happens.
Yeah. You know?
I don't suspect Lea Michele will be working for a while.
I would assume not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they've had a hard time finding decent security, especially now that they've moved to Hollywood and paparazzi laws around there are pretty relaxed. They've had drones flying all around their house. They've had people creeping by. So she Meghan Markle tripled their security budget.
My gosh.
And she hired the bodyguard. Like, he is, like, definitively the bodyguard. He has protected Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, Britney Spears, and the Saudi royal family.
Who is this guy?
Wow.
It's Liam Neeson. This is what Liam Neeson does. Yeah.
Has to be. They're paying him seven figures to run the team.
What?
Yeah. That's when I say he's the bodyguard, I mean it.
Wow.
But I don't know if I want anyone with ties that close to the Saudi family running around my house without my doing things that I'm not aware of.
Hey, listen.
I don't feel good about
that. Keep your friends close. Keep your enemies closer, bro.
That's a good point. Maybe that's why Harry and Meghan married Meghan, do you think?
She was an enemy.
Trying to get the enemy as close as possible. Goes all the way to the top. And that's your showbiz beat.
Hey, Sarah No H is listening right now. Sarah No H, she does nights here on Mix, and she was sweet enough to decorate our studio.
It looks so great in here, Sarah.
I don't think she decorated. I think she brought in a clown and murdered him.
Yeah.
And took his clothes.
No, it's really
I mean, what this poor clown went through.
Right. Thank you so much.
Sarah, thank you so much for that. I got a text saying I listen to you every morning. Jackson's voice is shot.
I know.
Be careful. He's got the Rona. It's not the Rona.
He
was out late last night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Against better judgment.
Who?
Me?
Who is better judgment?
I told you to go home and rest your voice.
Dude, you know you have a curfew on school night.
Exactly. He was out there yelling his voice away.
I was out protesting.
He's
I get fired up.
He gets, so he's not going to have a voice as we do Fridayoki here in about 20 minutes.
I'm not going to have a voice for Fridayoki. I'm not going to have a voice for Saturday Morning Cereal.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a rough day.
Yeah. So make sure you join us for Fridayoki coming up here in 15 minutes. We'll be singing Britney Spears songs today. But right now, let's play the Fuse!
Yeah! Okay. All right.
Morning show, Family Feud. Play along, join us, text 844-649-1051. All right, today I got a list of the top 10 most commonly misspelled words in Google searches. So you get there,
okay,
and you need to look something up on Google, and you start typing, and Google corrects it for you. They go, I think you meant this, not this. What are these words? Monroe, you won the coin toss, so we'll start with you.
Man. I'm going to steal it from you, Jackson.
Rude.
I know it's your guess.
No, that's my guess.
But that's the only one that's coming to mind
you
right now.
Brett. Huh.
Definitely.
Show me. Definitely. Yeah, number six on this list.
Are you serious?
I couldn't think of anything else.
So you steal my word? Let's roll the tape. Let's roll the tape from earlier this week where I said I can never spell definitely.
That's why I thought of it, man.
Go find it. Producer Danny's here in studio. Danny, 10 most commonly misspelled words in Google searches.
Well, I have the hardest time spelling restaurant.
Like, restaurants.
Can't do it.
There's a U somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple A's.
Yeah, exactly. Show me restaurant. No, not
really?
On this list. Yeah.
Now I'm trying to think of other words I can't spell because I had thought I had a slam dunk with definitely.
It was.
That's for sure.
Absolutely a slam dunk.
See, what else can't I spell? How about aluminum?
Aluminum. A lot of people are Googling about aluminum. You never know.
You never know, dog.
Show me aluminum. No, not on this list, no. My buzzer sounds good today. I don't know what's going on, but I'm very happy with that buzzer.
No, it doesn't.
This text says, what about coincidence?
Oh.
Yeah.
It's coinkydink. It's much easier to spell that.
Coinkydink is more easy to spell than coincidence.
Yeah.
Show me coincidence. No, not on this list. Top 10 most commonly misspelled words in Google searches. Back over to you, Monroe.
Gosh, I'm trying to think of I can't spell anything anymore.
You don't have to.
I know.
The phone will do it for you.
I know.
It's awesome.
Google will do it for you. It'll fix it. That's the whole point of
right.
Yeah. What we're doing right now.
Let's do completely.
Completely is what you're going with.
It's a hard list. There's a lot of words, John.
That's why I don't understand why it's hard.
It's not like your favorite pasta dish.
You could throw out any word. It should be the easiest list.
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
What's easier to order from?
Uh-huh.
In-N-Out?
Uh-huh.
Where they have like six options total?
Yeah.
Or the Cheesecake Factory?
I can't do it.
Where their menu's a book.
That's why I hate the Cheesecake Factory.
So excuse us for having such a hard time here.
Yeah.
Saying there's too many options?
Yeah.
Producer Danny, what do you got?
What about the word receive?
Receive.
Oh, like yeah, there word. You go.
There's an I before the an E or an E or an
but
I.
After a C?
Yeah, what do you do then?
Then what?
Show me receive.
Then we're off shot?
No, receive's not one of them.
That gives me an inspiration.
Okay, go ahead.
For receipt.
Receipt.
Oh, yeah.
Explain to me why there's a P in that.
What?
Why is that P there?
That's silent P?
Who invited that P to the party?
Get that pterodactyl out of here.
No, receipt's not on here. Cinnamon was guessed. That's a hard one.
Cinnamon.
So, yeah, there's a lot of M's and N's next to each other.
I'll tell you what. I'll bet it used to be bananas until Gwen Stefani came down and bestowed that knowledge upon all of us.
Because of her, we all can spell banana.
A-N-A-N-A-S.
All right, we got the top 10 most commonly misspelled words in Google searches. If you know it, call us. Text us right now. Hey, Max, who's this?
Hi, this is Nisa.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
You know what? We're doing all right this morning. Jackson just like all of a sudden midway through the show lost his voice, so he sounds like this now.
Stop it.
But outside of that, we're doing okay. We're playing Morning Show Family Feud. I got the top 10 most commonly misspelled words in Google searches.
All right. So my guess is the word what?
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 What? What?
What?
Yeah.
Because just people are typing so fast, that's one maybe that they miss on?
Exactly. They're just typing away. There's a typo in there. I do it all the time, at least 6 times a day.
Show me what? No, but that actually, I'm with you. That's a good one.
All right, thanks, guys.
Have a good weekend.
See you now.
Hi, Mix. Who's this?
This is Danica.
Hey, Danica. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing excellent. Top 10 most commonly misspelled words in Google searches. What do you got?
I have one that I struggle with the most, and it's especially.
Oh, my gosh. Is it E-X, E-S? There's a couple C's in there, a few L's.
Especially.
I have no idea. That's my Google.
That is why Google said. You ever have it to where you're having such a hard time spelling the word, Google can't even help you? Where Google's like, I don't know what you're doing. Show me especially. No, not on this list, but I appreciate you calling in.
Sorry.
Thanks.
Thank you.
What about ridiculous? Got that text.
Ridiculous.
Show me ridiculous.
And then, you know what else, is Harry Potter came and threw a wrench in there, and it just, it messed everything up.
Jackson, you said off air that you had one, and you wouldn't say it out loud.
I won't say it out loud.
Because you were afraid Monroe was going to steal it.
Someone's a thief.
What do you got?
How about necessary?
Necessary.
Oh, is there two C's, two S's?
Are they C's? Are they S's? Who am I? What year is it?
Show me necessary. No, not
really?
On this list.
It does. I know. And if Danny's resorting to insults, it's that's really true. Bad.
Do you want to hear him?
I suppose.
There's pneumonia on there, though. Pneumonia.
That's actually what I was thinking of when I was talking about words you try to write down and Google can't figure it out. Yeah. Pneumonia is one of them.
Is it?
No. It's one of them for me. Top 10 most commonly misspelled
words
in Google searches. Number 10, bureaucracy. Bureaucracy.
Oh, a bureau. Let me tell you how many times I typed that out in a text.
Number 9, unnecessary.
So that counts.
That's not like how the game plays.
That's half a point. Although unnecessary, like, because is there two N's?
Yeah. UNN. E. C.
Is it UNN?
Number 8, conscience. Conscience.
Yeah.
Conscience. That's another rough one.
Number 7, embarrass. Like you guys were embarrassing today during the Morning Show Family Feud. Number 6, definitely. Number 5, diarrhea.
Oh, yeah.
Diarrhea. Yeah, that's what it looks
like. Did you know diarrhea? There's actually an O in the proper spelling?
No.
Yeah.
Dio?
It's after the H. It's H-O-E-A in the proper spelling of it. But the English
Isn't
spelling...
Isn't there like two H's, though, in diarrhea?
No, it's two R's, one H.
Okay. Yeah. See? That's why it's hard.
Number 4 is potato.
Tater.
Number 3 is questionnaire. How many times are people Googling questionnaire?
What are you Googling? Also, how can you not spell potato going back one? Come on.
A lot of people put an E at the end of it. That's what I'm guessing.
Well, that's only if it's plural.
Who was the guy that ran for office?
Dan Quayle. Number 2 is zucchini. Maybe you're looking up a zucchini recipe. And number 1, separate. Separate.
Separate.
Is it separate or separate?
Separate. Separate.
Separate.
Separate.
I just say separate.
What do you say, Danny?
Both. You do both.
I think it just depends.
Yeah, like separate.
These
shirts
are sold separate.
Or I need to separate you two.
It's like the or the.
Yeah.
Depending on how you want to be.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the list of the top 10 most commonly misspelled words in Google searches. And I would say one of my better ones, if you ask me.
Dude, your lists are junk.
It's Friday, okay?
Friday, okay.
All right. Here's how it works. On Thursdays, we spin the Wheel of Okie. On the Wheel of Okie, there's a bunch of categories, including minivan rock, TV jingle, 1980s, divas, and yes... Britney Spears.
Yeah.
And that is where it landed on today. So what we're going to do is we are going to perform for you our favorite Britney Spears songs. And of course, you're always welcome to dress up. Jackson, I just noticed the mini mic that you put on as well.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, of course he has the mini mic.
Oh my God.
You got to put on your Britney mic, man. Look at that.
So you went OG Britney Spears.
I went original press. First
released.
This is how we were all introduced to Britney Spears.
Ooh,
give the camera a nice turn there. Perfect. He's wearing a blazer, a white shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
He's got his blonde wig with pigtails, and he's got a mini microphone.
My loneliness.
So he's ready to go. You went at the beginning of Britney Spears. I went toward the end of Britney Spears.
Whoa! No. You went first downfall, Britney.
I went mid Britney Spears.
Don't you dare.
I've got the umbrella.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. If you're not that for Halloween.
Oh my gosh, maybe I should
be. We could do all the Britneys.
All the different Britney Spears.
That's our group costume this year, all the Britneys.
You could be the Britney Spears who burnt down her gym. Britney Spears.
So you want me to be the end Britney
the
Spears?
End, yeah. You got the beginning,
why, John?
The middle, and the end.
Why?
I can't think of another
one
right now.
Am I a mess?
Huh? No.
Yeah?
Oh my gosh, so many Britneys. There's like four Britneys in the Toxic video.
Oh, that's true.
There's like four of them there.
I'm going to put my umbrella down, but I had to carry it so everyone knew what I was doing. So
that's so good.
I'm shaved your head, Brittany. We'll take some photos and put them up on Instagram at Mix1051 Utah. All right. The order today, Monroe, you want to start it off?
Yeah. Okay. Let's rip this Band-Aid off. Let's get this over with. People, right. I'm upset.
Monroe doesn't love Fridayoki as much as us.
You hate Fridayoki?
I hate it.
Messed up, man.
I don't like singing.
I love Fridayoki.
By the way, after the three of us perform, we turn it to you. You get to choose
the
winner
of Fridayoki. Right now,
your voice is heard.
Jackson won the first week. I won the second week. This is the third week of Fridayoki.
I feel like John shouldn't have won, but, you know, we'll see.
Are you ready, Monroe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Brittany.
No, you weren't supposed to start it there.
That's where I was supposed to start it.
No, it starts with all the people in the crowd.
No, we talked about this off air.
We did talk about it in rehearsal. I remember.
Thank you.
Because you were like, I don't want to start it
there. You're taking out the coolest part.
Here you go then. I'll do your part.
People in the crowd, grab a partner, take it down.
It's just me against the music. It's just me and me. Yeah. Come on.
Hey, Brittany.
Are you ready? Uh-huh. Are you? When no one cares, it's whipping my hair, it's pulling my waist. To hell with stairs, the sweat is dripping all over my face. And no one's there. I'm the only one dancing up in this place. Tonight I'm here to the beat of the drum. Gotta give it that bass.
Oh my goodness, she pulled out.
Oh!
She kissed Madonna.
She just pulled out a Madonna photo and kissed it.
What?
Wow.
That was quite the twist.
Oh my gosh.
That was almost as surprising as the first time it happened. Honestly, I was not ready for that.
That was solid.
I'll give it up.
That was
really good.
I went and I rewatched that video.
Yeah.
And Christina Aguilera kissed her too.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. But we only cared about making fun of Britney.
Yeah.
So I really feel like Christina Aguilera got the shaft on that one.
She thought it would make her just as famous, but the big thing was Britney Spears, Madonna in that kiss. Yeah. That was nice job. Well done. Go back and watch that on the stream because you really got to see
that. That was beautiful. Yeah,
you
do. I loved it.
All right, I'm going to go next.
All right.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you.
Britney Spears,
mm-hmm.
Great performer. Vocals.
Incredible performer.
Vocals.
Oh, don't say something you can't take back.
Vocals used a lot of processing.
It would be a shame if a grown man in a Britney Spears wig beat you up, wouldn't it?
Oh,
you'd
my God.
That.
I'd be like, no. Get the camera ready.
Oh, my gosh. The fortune teller's prediction came true. So I decided that I had to bring some of my own processing. Bless you. If I was going to do Fridayoki right.
Oh.
So
I'm ready to go.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
I took Ella's pink walkie-talkies is what
I'm
using.
Those are beautiful. Let me ask you, what song is this that you're doing?
I will be singing Oops, I Did It Again.
Oh, classic.
A classic Britney Spears song. Here you go. Ah, sorry.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah. I think I did it again. I made you believe we're more than
than just friends. Oh baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. Cause to lose all my senses, that is just so typically me.
Oh baby.
That was amazing.
Well done, John.
There you go. There's some Britney Spears for you. We're playing. If you're just joining us and you're wondering, is Britney Spears on the radio? No, it's not her. Mm. It's just Fridayoki is what we're doing.
I got to say, it's nice to have some competition today.
Oh my God!
I've been enjoying this show.
Wow. Jackson dressed as Britney Spears, the OG Britney Spears, by
OG
the way.
Britney.
Showing off some belly and everything. Text stream to 844-649-1051. Are you ready?
I mean, I think I'm as ready as
are
I'm
the
ever
going to. People ready?
The problem the is ready? Yes. That I was really excited about this, and I tried really hard to practice my song, and I was actually going to try to vocalize it.
What happened?
Well,
what happened?
I lost my voice.
Yes, you did.
So it's going to sound like this.
Here
I'm pretty excited.
We go.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know? Yes, that something wasn't right here. Oh, baby, baby, I shouldn't have let you go.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
And now you're out of sight, yeah. I lost my place. Tell me, baby, cause I need to know now. Oh, because my loneliness is killing me, and I must confess, I still believe. Thank you. I wish you're not with me. I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, everyone.
We're doing it till management doesn't let us do it anymore.
Oh my gosh.
It's none of that business.
If management needs someone to write HR, I would be happy.
Now we turn Fridayoki over to you. You get a vote for who won today, and then that person gets bragging rights, which is always fun to have.
And if you could just quickly go take a peek at the costume before you cast your vote.
Oh, all style, no substance is
what
I'm hearing.
Well, I think John will win. If you
His costume.
Whatever.
I'm crazy. John's going to win.
Producer Danny, thoughts after it? You can be our first vote that is cast
today.
That
was just incredible. All of you did fantastic.
She won't pick sides.
She doesn't like it. I know.
Listen, it's okay to disappoint the other two.
Call us or text us right now. You get a vote each week. You get to tell us who won. And the votes are coming in. This text says, I literally almost spit my coffee out while driving because of John's auto-tune to Oops, I Did It Again.
I know. It was exceptional. So it really was.
The walkie-talkie, man. It says, I am torn. You all stepped it up so much last week. My vote goes to John. Jackson, love the costume, but I got to go with Monroe on this one.
She won with Madonna. Honestly, she needs it. Maybe if she starts winning, she'll have a better attitude about Friday.
No, it's not going to make me like it anymore. Also, Madonna, I chose that song because Madonna listens to the show.
Yes, thank you. Madonna listens every day to our podcast. Good morning to you,
Madonna.
Queen Madge.
Hey,
good to have you here.
We do have a vote here. Brandon is sharing similar sentiments to me. How many times does Monroe have to win until she likes this? So, thank you, Brandon. Well, we got a lot of actually great votes here on YouTube. Kinesia?
Sure.
I like that name. Voting for Monroe. She did an amazing job. It was so original. Danny is voting for Monroe as well. Loved the kiss. Listen, I think everyone's voting for Madonna.
Are you telling me that maybe Madonna is stealing it more than anything?
Which
is great, because you guys had a photo shoot without me.
Morning, guys. Joe from Ogden here. I just have to say, John's performance was on point. Jackson's performance sounded like Raj from Monsters, Inc.
I know I sound like Raj from Monsters, Inc. That was the whole point.
Mike Wazowski. And at least Monroe showed up. Thanks. Love the show.
Yeah, right?
I am going to go with Monroe. Give her a vote for shock factor. John, a vote for his vocal
creativity. Because I was so shocked.
Creativities. And definitely Jackson, a vote for costume accuracy. Best Friday ever. So there you go. Thank you for your votes. It's pretty close. So Let's do it again. I wasn't planning on it.
Does it go to Insta again?
I think we got to go to Instagram.
Oh, snap.
So we'll have to grab those. Give us a few minutes. We got to get through like Campy Jackson and everything, and then we'll get the videos up online on Instagram, which is at Mix1051 Utah. Hi, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Madison.
Madison, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, we're kind of shaking off Friday Oki. I don't know if you heard it or not, but we all did our best to sing Britney Spears songs today. Yeah.
I did, and it was fantastic. You guys really stepped it up this week.
Wow.
Thank you. Can't wait to see what happens next week and if Monroe has a better attitude for it. But, you know, we'll find out then. Yeah. Madison, are you doing anything fun this weekend?
You know, not that I know of. I'm actually headed to work right now.
Oh, okay. So. Nice. Well, you got to get through that first. Hey, we won't take up a lot of your time, but do you want to try to can't beat Jackson?
Yes, I do, because I beat him yesterday.
Oh.
Oh, you really think so?
Oh, did you get 5 out of 5 yesterday?
I did.
Ooh. Okay.
All right, so you got to bring it.
Awesome. So Jackson is 3-0. The jackpot is up to $80. The first thing we have to do is tell Jackson to get out of the studio.
Bye.
Get out. He's going, and he is... gone. There he goes. I have 5 trivia questions. 60 seconds on the clock. I'll ask them to you first, then we'll bring Jackson back in, and we'll ask him the same exact questions. Got any questions for me before we begin?
Don't think so.
Okay. Here, Monroe, are you ready? You're in charge of the time over there.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay,
let's do it.
Here we go. Which actor won Best Actor at the Oscars this year?
Oh, God. I didn't watch the Oscars. Let's go Leonardo DiCaprio. Why not?
Who won 5 Grammy Awards this year?
Are you serious? I don't know. Pass.
Ashton Kutcher is known for his acting, but he was also a host for which show?
Well, he hosted his own show, and I can't remember what it's called. Oh,
pass. What is arachnophobia?
You're afraid of spiders.
Who is Marshall Bruce Mathers III, better known as?
It's not Bruno Mars. I know that one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Okay, go back to the Grammys. I'm going to guess Taylor Swift.
You're going to go Taylor Swift on the Grammy one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, it's so bad.
Did you think of the Ashton Kutcher show and what it was called?
It's a punk show. So,
that counts. She got
guys?
It. She okay. got it.
Okay. Kay. Perfect. All right. Nice job. We're going to bring Jackson back in the studio.
These questions were hard. Yesterday they were so easy.
How are we doing in here, folks?
Madison is not happy with me right now. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. So they're hard questions is what you're saying.
She said yesterday they were easy.
Well, they're probably not hard for Jackson because Jackson, cares about that stuff.
He's a wizard.
he's a trivia wizard.
Wizard. Pop culture.
Jackson, are you ready?
Yes.
I'm going to call back.
Okay, here we go. Which actor won Best Actor at the Oscars this year?
Ooh. Who was it? It wasn't Taika Waititi. It was, pass. I don't know about that one.
Who won 5 Grammy Awards this year?
Billie Eilish.
Is Billie Eilish there for you, Madison? You said Taylor Swift. Ashton Kutcher is known for his acting, but he was also a host for which show?
Oh, he hosts. Oh, Punk'd.
That is correct. You both got that one correct. What is arachnophobia?
Fear of spiders.
That is correct. The two of you both got that one. Who is Marshall Bruce Mathers III, better known as?
Eminem.
Eminem, yes, that is
Marshall
who that
Mathers.
Was. Marshall Mathers, yes.
Pink has a big Eminem balloon that comes out on stage during her show, and I just yell at him, Marshall!
Jackson,
my
I'll go.
Husband loves Eminem. He's going to be so mad I got that wrong.
Jackson, which actor won Best Actor at the Oscars this year?
Oh, who was it? All right, Danny is staring me down so hard. I don't know. Taika Waititi.
Waititi is not correct.
He was also played Hitler.
Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin
Dang
Phoenix
it.
With Joker.
Yes.
But
oh
that
my
doesn't
gosh.
Matter.
That was your favorite
that
movie.
That was my favorite
too.
Movie last
Jackson,
year.
Jackson, you still have Dang more it. Points than Madison. Jackson wins.
Yeah. Can't beat me.
Madison, I'm sorry you lost. You know what we need to hear from you.
My name is Madison, and today I did not beat Jackson.
Oh! Hey, I don't know if you realize this, but on this date in 2002, Elizabeth Smart was kidnapped from her Salt Lake City home.
So she was kidnapped.
She was kidnapped on this date back in 2002. Now, we've talked about this before, how I wasn't here yet, so I was not familiar.
Changed a lot of stuff around here.
Yep.
It's like what?
I was not allowed to go outside, pretty much.
Really?
For months afterward.
Yeah.
And like, also, we all of a sudden had to have that talk of sometimes people take children.
Yeah.
And that was not a talk I was prepared for. I was in fourth grade. It was so scary.
Yeah.
I think we all thought that it was not going to be a good ending.
No.
I think, you know, it was like, okay, well.
Everyone's waiting for the bad
news. Our teachers were really weird. Yeah. You know how quickly things changed worldwide because of Corona?
Yeah.
Like, that's how quickly things changed. Like, in school, like, resource officers standing outside watching the kids walk. Like, neighbors would, when we would walk to and from school, the neighbors would just be on the front lawn just making sure everything was okay. Like, the community really came together, but it changed a lot. It was really weird around here.
Was there a lot more news coverage on it as
well? Oh,
yeah. Oh, they had billboards. I'd never seen a missing person billboard.
Really?
Until Elizabeth Smart.
I was like 5, and I remember this. Yeah. Like,
no, it made that kind of a mark, producer Danny.
Well, because, he came in the window, you know? Like, that doesn't happen.
Right.
It doesn't happen very often.
Well, you don't expect someone. The traditional kidnap story is, you know, someone's on the street and says, I got a puppy for you.
Right.
But, like, this was in their own home. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was someone that the family knew, we find out later.
Yeah. Right. But at the time.
Which is even scarier.
It's crazy.
I remember the day they found her, though. I remember that. It was like, no way.
I was shocked. I didn't believe anyone.
I know. I could not believe it.
Were you on radio when they found her at that time?
Yeah. I remember we took Avril Lavigne, I'm With You.
Uh-huh.
And we put the news clips over it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. It was on this date back in 2002. All right, Monroe, let's get to it. Why don't you give us a pocket full of sunshine?
Okay. I chose this story because it's kind of cool. Tonight is a full moon. It's the strawberry moon.
Oh.
And I didn't know about any of this.
Okay.
But as I started reading, I thought it was really interesting and it's kind of cool. So the strawberry moon is in the U.S. because Native American tribes used it as a signal to start gathering ripening strawberries.
They used this moon to tell them it's time.
Yeah, they did. And there's some other fun facts for you. So it's going to be colorful and big full moon will follow a low, shallow path across the sky, meaning the moonlight will travel through more of the Earth's atmosphere.
Okay.
So it'll give it kind of like a colorful orange or yellow tint. So it'll be a pretty one.
I remember your No FOMO from a few weeks ago. There was that strawberry picking that was going on that you could do.
Yeah, strawberry picking experience.
Yeah, the problem was they also gave you like a lecture at the same time, and that's what I...
No, they told you the history.
Yeah.
Golly.
Let me just pick my strawberries. Monroe, the kids are back. Back from camping with Tom?
Yeah. I know.
Did they have fun? Because I know that your daughter was a little nervous about going camping.
Yeah, she had a good time.
Okay.
They really did. They had fun, but man, they missed me. They missed me so much. I was just, because we were on our like conference call or whatever yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So I was at home and I had it on mute. And I just was kind of in the bedroom with the door shut so they didn't disturb me. But they came running in and they jumped on my lap and they're... They just wanted me to hold them, and I was like, I know, camping's the worst. You're safe now.
Did Tom have fun? Because I know he had been really wanting to go camping.
He had so much fun. He's like, the kids were so good.
Yeah.
They were so good.
Oh, awesome. So
I think it was great. And I hope that this is a trend that we see more of, is that Tom just takes the kids out in the woods for a few days.
So you get some time alone. You don't have to go camping.
Yeah.
So we win.
And then
everybody
wins. I can watch TV. In front of an air conditioner.
What a life.
Great.
What a life. Are y'all ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
Hold on. There it is.
Oh.
During the American Revolution, which, by the way, I've been watching The Patriot over the last few days.
Why over the last few days?
Well, I'm watching it when I'm on the treadmill.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm getting like 30 minutes at a time.
What do you do with your...
I don't
You're watching The Patriot on the treadmill?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you. Those war scenes... Get you pumped.
Yeah. Really?
Is that the one with Heath Ledger?
Heath Ledger.
Dude, it's so good. Oh my gosh. That was one of the first, I remember, that was one of the first movies I just went and bought. One of the first DVDs.
Was it really?
Yeah, I went to Media Play. I'm like, I got to have that movie.
Heath Ledger was so good. And I got to be honest, I'm watching it, and I wish Mel Gibson didn't turn out to be Mel Gibson. Because
I know.
He
was good.
Yeah, really was. So anyways.
But the blonde wig that Heath Ledger had on.
Of course. You love blonde wigs. So good. So George Washington swore that he would never set foot on British soil.
Oh.
So in 1921... they put a statue of him up in London.
Oh.
The state of Virginia sent over some American dirt, and the statue was actually erected on top of the American dirt. So
dope.
He has still never set foot on British soil.
So let me ask you then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That's cool.
He never set foot on British soil. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay.
Okay. But why would Britain erect a monument to the man that whooped him so hard? Oh my gosh, Washington whooped him so hard. Get out of my new country, leave, he says.
Well, 1921, so you're talking 200 years between the two.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Still bitter.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Still holding a grudge.
Every 4th of July, I see the Queen's smug face. She's like,
actually,
the colonies are rowdy today.
They did it in the middle of a cherry orchard.
Oh,
bunch
I
of
like
cherry trees.
That would be. Yeah.
They were like, "Ooh, the cherry tree slayer."
Jackson, final thoughts.
Go check out the YouTube live stream today.
Yeah,
and make sure to follow us on Instagram because we're gonna be posting the Fridayoki videos up there. So search for Mix 105.1 Utah on Instagram.
You're gonna want to watch those. Producer Danny, final thoughts,
guys. We're best of
SLC
radio show.
Yeah.
We did it.
Dude, the only other award that I've won is most likely to make a sailor blush. So this is a close second.
Agreed.
Oh, yeah.
Close second.
Yeah.
And that's because of you. So thank you so much for voting. Like, it means you have no idea how much it means to us after doing the show.
Yeah. Especially absolutely. During the pandemic and the earthquake and now and stuff that's going on today. Yeah.
It's been a lot. Like,
okay.
Monroe, final thoughts?
No FOMO's up. If you want to find some fun stuff to do this weekend, mix1051utah.com.